Vayter in Oraisa, we are in Meseches Chagiga, Daf Chaf Amud Beis, starting off a brand new parak, third parak, last parak of Meseches Chagiga, and the end of Moed. Let's begin from a beautiful Mishnah. Now, let's just get a little background over here. We saw a few daf ago that we spoke about the fact that the Chachamim came along and they set up certain gezeiros in order to make sure you got to be careful with Tyrus, you got to keep things taller and Kadosh and all that kind of stuff. And we went through the most chamor thing was about the Mechatas, which is the Paraduma stuff, and then you had Kodesh, which is Kachim and things of the sort, and then under that you have Truma, and now we're going to get into differences between Kachim and Truma, and see that they were more Machmir, the Gezeris that they set up by Kachim than they did by Truma. So we're going to see a list of 11, and maybe it's 10, and that the Gemara is going to go into a Machlokas. Says a legamish the chomer b'kodesh mitruma. We're more machmir when it comes to kachim than is truma in a number of ways. And the first one is as follows, and that is shematabilin kelim mitoch kelim mitruma. Let's you have a kli that you have to tovel. You got to tovel this kli. If it's a kli that's going to be used for truma, then you could put one kli in another kli. So you have two kelim you have to tovel. You put one inside the other. Have a lola kodesh, but not when it comes to kachim that you can't do. Says Rashi, chomer b'kodesh mitruma, shemat bilin kli b'toch kli sheshneim tmeim, and both are mitame. Have a lola kodesh. The Gemara in Farshah, the Gemara is going to explain why that is. Back in number two, achorayim b'toch ubeis hatzvita b'truma. Have a lola b'kodesh achorayim. Means the outside of a kli, v'toch, and the inside of a kli, and the tzvita, all these things, and the tzvita, which we're going to see, Rashi right away tells us that we're going to explain exactly what this is. I'll explain it, I'll read the Rashi in a moment. These are all considered separate kelim in reference to tumah, and that is that if tumah d'rabbanan, as I'm explaining Rashi already, but if tumah d'rabbanan goes and touches them on the outside or in the base of tzvita, which is another part of the kli, or on the inside, these are three distinct places, so one thing getting touched will not impact the other. Only with tumah d'rabbanan. D'rabbanan, so of course, is when you touch one part of the kli, the whole thing becomes tameh. But with d'rabbanan, if you touch one part of it, only that part becomes tameh, says Rashi. Achorayim v'toch ubeis hatzvita l'truma. Kli haro'i l'ishtamish besocho u'me'achorav ubeis hatzvita. So, if you have a kli that you could use the inside of it, whichever you use a kli. If you have a cup, use the inside of it. But let's say you could also use the outside of it, and also beis hatzvita, kol tashmish v'tashmish shabo choshev kli v'fne'asva. Each one is considered its own part of a kli l'inyan truma, in reference to truma. Shem nitmazeh lo nitmazeh. If this part becomes tami, the other one doesn't become tami. Over tumas d'rabbanan coming, why are we only talking about tumas d'rabbanan? Here. We'll see if it's a tzvita what exactly that is. Let's just imagine it now that it's like the bottom of the kli that can be flipped over and then used as some sort of its own receptacle over there. Okay, avalov kodesh out with kachem is considered only one thing, and therefore Rashi says shem nitma echad man kulu tami the kodesh. Everything comes tami in reference to kodesh. Number three, hanosei es amidras, one who is carrying a midras. What's a midras? Rashi says min al shel zav. Let's say you have a shoe of a zav. A zav is someone who's tami, and they go ahead and they step on something that's supporting them, like a shoe. If a zav is avar nida, then that thing becomes tame. And no say a truma, somebody who's carrying, let's say, that shoe of a zav. If I'm carrying the shoe of a zav in one hand, I could carry in the other hand something which is of truma. Says Rashi, bechavis she'enu nogea ba'avira, with a barrel that the shoe is not touching the inside of it. The Bach right away explains that what kind of kli are we talking about over here? That would be one which is shel cheres. It's a chavis of cheres. That as long as it doesn't touch the inside of it, then we're fine even if it touches the outside. If a lo is a kodesh, but then when it comes to kodesh, Rashi says, "Begamar first time." The Gemara will explain the reason for that, and that is that if it touches it, it's going to make it tummy. Big day number four, big day ochle truma midras lakodesh. The clothing of somebody who eats truma are considered midras for those who eat kodesh. This is also a discussion that we had earlier in the Field Chesamut base, and that is that the clothing of those who eat truma are considered medrash in reference to kodeshim, which we assume we're machmir with that. Number five, lo kemidas hakodesh midas ha teruma. In reference to what over here, Rashi says right away, bechatzitzas tvilosav midas ha truma. And that is with in reference to the idea of chatzitza. Shabakodesh matir umenagev umatriv achach kosher. In reference to kodesh, let's say you have a garment that you have to go ahead and you want to put in the mikvah. You have to untie the knots, dry it out, and only then put in the mikvah, and then retie the knots. Says Rashi, Shabakot, Shem Yishbeg, Tame, Obolat, Tabili, when it be told, let Im Kosher, who if it's tied up, Mater is Kishro, Mishum, Didami, Lechatzitza. If the Mater is like something to say, Menagiv, you have to dry it, Im Lo, who, Menagvo, Tchila, Vachekach, Matbilo, Vekol Ze, Mishum, the dummy the chatzitzah. So all this is like similar to chatzitzah of tantayit. But truma, kosher v'achek matpil. When it comes to truma, you can even tie the knots first and then be tovah this garment. It's not an issue. Rashi says imratza lekosho kosher. If you want to, you can v'achek matpil, and then you go ahead and you tovah it. Right. So we're going to speak about that obviously more in the Gemara. But understanding that with this garment, the water obviously is getting through everything over there. It soaks it up and everything like that. Although, right, we're dealing with Midr Rabbanan because Zachin over here. And we're going to be more mach when it comes to Kachem than we are with the Truma. Number six. A Klilo is finished in a state of Tara. Rashi says, Nizer Behem Shabo Samach Legamran Shirin Lekabot Truma. And that is that you're very careful with it. That beforehand, that it shouldn't become tami. Tzrichin tevila lekodesh. You have to still tovel it when it comes to kodesh. Rashi says Gemara first time, and the Gemara is going to explain why that is. Avalo l'truma, not when it comes to truma. A kli can't be mekabel truma until it's complete. But when it comes to truma, then it's not an issue whatsoever. You could use it, you're fine. When it comes to kodesh, you got to tovel it. Number seven, a kli mitzayev mashiv esochel lekodesh. A kli is going to combine to everything that's inside of it for kachim. Of a lola chuma, but not when it comes to teruma. Says Rashi, what does this mean? Ochlim chatichos harbe bikli echad. We got a vav on the scene. Hold on 1 second. Takli mitzarif. Afma shabitocho. Chatichos ochlim harbe. Chatichos ochlim harbe. It's chatichos ochlim harbe. If many pieces over there, bikli echad in one kli. So a bunch of pieces of food in one bowl. Vinaga tummy bechman, the tummy person touches one of them. Hakli mitzar finally is kulam chaticha achas vinitmu kulan. The kli is mitzar them all, so they combine them, even though the tummy person didn't touch piece number six, but he touched number one, and they're all in the same kli, then they're all going to become tummy. That's for kodesh. Avalob truma, but not for truma. Says Rashi, Ella osa shenagaba. The one that he actually touched, have a rishon, becomes a rishon l'tumah. Vanogas ba havishnia. The one that touches that becomes a sheni. Vanogas vishnia shlishis v'shar tara. So it goes to the shlishis and the rest of the tara. Because we know when it comes to truma, it goes down to shlishi, as opposed to kachim, goes to revi. Number eight, a revi of a kodesh pasul. The revi in the case of kachim is pasul. Pasul meaning, Rashi says, v'eino posel oed acher. Like it doesn't pass on anything else. It gets a level of what's called pasul. So it goes down to level four. It can be impacted and affected. Vashlish. When it comes to truma, the shlishi becomes possible. It's not going to go ahead and pass it on to anything else. Number nine, ubitruma. Reference to truma. If one of your hands becomes tamei, then chaver tator. The other hand is still going to be tahor. It says Rashi, "Bituma darbanan." Obviously, she'enu mitamei el yadayim v'losu gof. If it's not a tuma darbanan, you touch one part, your whole body becomes tummy. But here it's a darbanan. If it touches one hand, only that becomes tummy. The other one is going to be fine. Chaver tator. Uvakodesh. When it comes to kachim, though, matbil and shteim, you have to go and be tovel both of them. Shayad mitamei is chaver tukodesh because one hand is going to be tummy. The other one comes to kachim. Avalo b'truma, not when it's dealing with truma. Number ten. Ochlim neguvim yadayim esovos b'truma. You can eat dry foods with contaminated hands when it comes to truma. Rashi's neguvim shayu neguvim imeim. They're clear. They're dry. Shloch shel l'tumah meolam. They become mukshel kabatuma. Beidaim esovos shnios l'truma. The kevan the lo huchshua lo mifsu. Right. Even the hands are yadayim or shnios l'truma. Since nothing became dry, everything's dry. It's not going to be able to transfer over the tumah. You need to have yad shachadam yayin. This is an acronym. Yad shachadam. Yod is for yayin. Dam dal is for da. I don't remember the exact order, but dam, shemen, chalav, tal, dvash, and mayim. These are the seven things which are going to be machshir, something come to tumah. And if it's dry, it's not going to be, you could do it when it comes to truma, of a low, but kodesh, but not when it comes to kodesh. Then he's got ourselves a problem. Actually, this is going over first time, I think I'm going to explain what that is. Beep, turn the page. Chaf, amud. This is number 11 now in Onin. Somebody lost their father, mother, sister, brother, son, daughter, spouse. One of the sign krovim. The first day it's called an Onin. and that person who is an onein, Rashi Shalom Nitmu B'Meso, he himself actually didn't touch the mace, but he's just an onein, and a mechusik, that's the first day of the before the body is buried, mechusik kipurim, that's someone who got who needs a not only to do certain, one of the steps in finishing off a particular situation is he has to bring a karban. But let's say he goes to the mikvah at nighttime and then he needs to wait till the next day to bring the karban. It's called mechusar kipurim. He's lacking the kapar over there. These people tzvichin tefila lekodesh. They need tefila to go to the mikvah for kachem of a little truma, but not for truma. Says Rashi, but mechusar kipurim can go in zav. Let's say you have a zav, the person who's tamei ziva shetaval liyom shvi'i. So he did tefillah on the seventh day, the hair of Shemshon, the sun set, he didn't bring the carbon, so therefore it's called Mechusa Kippurim, because he's the way to bring the carbon. Shrichan tefillah, that says the achash shevi kibano, after bringing the carbon, im ratza lechel kodesh, for any kodesh, you have to go and go to the mikvah again, if you go for the first time, the kodesh explain why, avalola truma, but now when it comes to truma, for the oni and Mechusa Kippurim, they can be mutter to truma, even when they're in the state of Mechusa. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.